it's just a mirror, you know, on there, a mirror. But it's just on that, the way it was built during that time. But now, the one they're building now are tall. They go for high as the ceiling now. Mm-hmm. Long mirrors. And some of them has three mirrors on. Some has two. Ceiling. That's the French furniture. Now, heavy. Oh, my goodness. Some heavy stuff they're making now. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Okay. On a window, you might have things that you can pull down to keep the light out.
A shade. And then sometimes you have blinds, and you use blinds. But I tell you, the shades are most the best, and then blinds. Of course, blinds are what you have to keep clean all the time. But the shades, then I don't think then they will go out, you know. Uh-huh. We always will be in the style. Because some people love shades, and some people love blinds. Mm-hmm. And so I think they always will be in style.
Why are shades better?
Oh. I think the dark green ones, the white ones are pretty if you want to put them in a living room. And then I tell you the dark ones will go in your bedroom or something like that if you want to. And the ones they're making now mostly would be dark in, either light in or dark and out, you know, like that.
Right, okay. What do you call the little room off of the bedroom that you would hang your clothes up in?
That's a closet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they are new style now. See, when these houses are modern, they has the slide door. And when the old time way back, they had the doors just like you come in an ordinary door and just shut and lock. Now, some houses have them, some houses still have them like that. But most of them modern houses, they make now you slide them. They're so different now, and, you know, and they're larger. Uh-huh. And then it has a shelf on top or something, put your hat and anything you want. They're just different in them now. Then you get you a nice modern house. And
Do you have a name for those, as compared to the old couch?
Just so. Regular closet, that's what they call it.
Okay. Now, if you didn't have a closet, what would you have?
They have a chaperone, either wardrobe. And the wardrobes down in Macon, they used to be, now when I was a little girl coming up, they was way up to the ceiling, old style. But now they make them out of steel cabinets. They have those two doors, either one door. And then it has the cedar roll. But those has two doors and one door too. See how they change it soon.
Okay. And what do you call the room at the very top of a house?
That's an attic.
Okay. What would you call a little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes and things?
Oh, it's not a closet. You call it something else.
Would you call it a pantry?
Yeah, that's right. Pantry, that's right.
Okay. And what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you may throw away?
They're not no good. Worthless.
Do you have one word for them?
Junk.
Okay. And what would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in?
That's not a pantry neither. That's to store odds and ends. Storage room.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, every day a woman may have to do something to a room if it's real messy. What would you say she does?
Cleaning it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what do you sweep with?
Broom.
Okay.
Broom, and sometimes you have cotton, you don't need to blow out the vacuum. Most do is that cotton on the floor. Mm-hmm. Or either a little flush rug or something like that, you have to back them and keep it clean.
Okay. If a broom is in the corner and a door is open, where would you say the broom is compared to the door?
Behind the door.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women usually did their. Monday was considered a day for doing something.
Cleaning up.
And specifically it was